Hello, and welcome to the Mobilizing PhD course. My name is Dr. George Liu, and in this video, I'm going to give you a broad overview of how the course is going to run in the next 6 to 7 months. This course is built on the double diamond idea. For those of you who are designers or who are familiar with the field of design, you'll know about the double diamond. The double diamond is a useful way to separate the ideation phase from a product development phase. And we're going to hijack that double diamond idea in the structure of this course. In broad terms, the double diamond ideas means that you diverge, converge, diverge again, and then converge on an idea. This is useful because when you're starting out, you don't really have that many ideas going on. And the divergent phase helps you to expand your idea horizon. And then you're trying to converge onto a single or one or two ideas that are most useful and what you deem to be the most advantageous. The double diamond flow to this course is useful because in the divergent phase, you're encouraged to expand and explore ideas and broaden your horizons. And then in the convergent phase, you're going to pick one or two of these ideas and really hone in to then sketch out these ideas in more detail. And then the second phase of the course, we repeat approximately the same process. So what is it that we're going to cover in the first and second phase of the diamond? The first phase is really about you, where we try and diverge and uncover all your ideas and dreams and wishes for a future. It's about figuring out how your dreams and ideas and your vision of the future can fit into both a PhD trajectory that you're already on, in addition to a possible entrepreneurship trajectory, and figuring out where this fits into your life. In the first phase, we're going to learn more about you and how you can fit into the entrepreneurial journey. The three lessons covered in the first divergent phase will be discovering your ikigai, figuring out what your entrepreneurial pathway could be, whether it's being a startup founder, whether it's working as a freelancer, or trying to make a change within your institution. Thirdly, you're going to discover your personality through what is known as the Big Five personality test. And these personality aspects spell out the acronym OCEAN, O, openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and N for neuroticism, which is basically risk tolerance. After these three lessons, you should have a good idea of what your wishes and dreams are, something that you probably thought about throughout your PhD journey on your sleepless nights, to what type of business you want to start. And three, learning about your personality to find the right type of role in your business for you. For example, if you're an extroverted person, you would probably do much better on sales and marketing in person. If you're a more introverted person, for example, then it's probably better to do all the sales and marketing online, perhaps behind a computer. And if you are a risk tolerant person, then perhaps it's easy for you to take on big risk in your business and not really lose too much sleep at night. But if you're very risk intolerant, then that could cause you a lot of stress in life. So it's probably better to aim for a business that has more potential for stability. Armed with this information about yourself, we're now going to go to the second phase of this course, the refine phase, where we take everything that we know about you and try and turn it into a business idea that's suitable for your hopes, dreams, and wishes. I got to read off my notes for the second phase. These titles are a bit longer. So in the refine phase, what you'll be learning to do is you'll be applying the multi-level perspective to define the niche that you've kind of discovered during the personality phase. Number two, so this will be part five if you're following, is sketching your value proposition and business model. You can see that by sketching out what you want to deliver with your business, you're already trying to zone in and really narrow down what your business could be, right? Remember, we're in the convergent phase. And finally, establishing a product market fit. Remember back in the Ikigai diagram, you have like what you do well, but also what pays. So now this is a suitable transition in the end of the refine phase to link up again and think about what your personality is, who are you, where are your wishes and dreams, and then linking it to a product or a service and market fit. So this is where you really start to connect your idea and what you want to do to a potential base of customers. All right, so we're done the first diamond, and now we're moving again to the divergent phase of the second diamond. For the second part of the double diamond, we're going to focus on your entrepreneurial venture. And the type of business could be a startup, it could be a freelance gig, it could be something that you want to work in within the university institution, is trying to figure out, okay, so now you have an idea, what will it take to build this idea out to either make an impact in the world and hopefully, you know, generate some revenue for you. So in the develop phase, which is we're now divergent, remember, we're going to develop a story, right? So we're going to have a storytelling workshop and give you some ideas about how you can give a story that both makes it consistent and interesting internally. So this would be the story for yourself, maybe some future employees, and then also an outward facing story about all the things that you've covered in the first diamond, which is about your goal, your mission, but this time in terms of the company and the product and service, right? So what is it that drives this company, and what is it that you can use to inspire other people? After that, we're going to try and distill the story of your company into a brand. A brand can be visual. A brand can come through as how people perceive your company. And a brand can be a personal brand. So everything that you do could contribute to your brand, your trustworthiness, the skills that you have. And basically what we're trying to do is to take your story and package it into something that's bite-sized, into something that people can latch onto and relate to, so they know where to find you, so they know what you're about. And the final part of the develop phase is to prototype, developing the minimum viable product, right? And at this point, what you're trying to do is to test your ideas and see if it has a chance of working at this stage, right? So in the first diamond, we discovered like what your dreams and wishes are and what you want to do on this entrepreneurship venture. Now, as we head to the second part of the second diamond, we are at the testing phase where we bring your idea to life. So this could be developing a personal brand. So listing out on a website, you know, what services are available, or it could be a product or service that you can go out and test on people. So a product or service doesn't mean you have to build it yet, but this phase, you do have to have enough of an idea, enough of a product in development so that you can sell the thing. And in order to sell the thing, think of the things that you need, right? Probably a landing page. And at this phase, probably a way to collect customer data. So you don't have to build the product in mass. You don't have to build 1,000 units of a widget. All you have to do is be able to communicate what is it that you are going to build and know that you have a realistic chance of getting this built and delivering to your customers. Because at this phase, what you don't want to do is to invest a ton of money, a ton of resources into something that the market doesn't want. And this is a phase where you really go out and explore the market. Ideally, you develop the minimum viable product at this stage in a loop. So if this doesn't work, then you keep going back in circles in your development phase until you get the right idea or make the right match between your product or service and the customer. But for the purpose of this course, we're actually going to move forward more towards the infrastructure side, which is the second part of the diamond. So the last phase, which is the tail end of the second diamond, is the deliver phase, right? In this phase, we're going to set up the infrastructure required to deliver your product or service and also to be able to participate in a transaction, which means collecting money from your customers, which means also having an idea. You don't need a perfect idea at this point, but an idea of how the bureaucracy in your particular country works. The first step out of the four-step delivery phase is figuring out how to establish a legal business structure. Now, this legal business structure could be something very simple, depending on your jurisdiction. It could just be you operating as yourself, a sole proprietorship. Or if you have experience and you want to move it to the next level, you can go and start a corporation. There are places where starting a corporation or starting a sole proprietorship is very easy and fast and simple. But there are other places where this process comes with layers of red tape and is very time or money consuming. So while I've established businesses in Canada, the Netherlands, and Estonia, there's probably no way for me to know exactly what your circumstance is. So really, this is a phase about researching the bureaucracy and looking into your country or jurisdictions, business websites, and figuring out approximately what it'll take, the cost, the time, effort to actually establish this entity. Next, we're going to give you some basic accounting advice from non-accountants. So no one is qualified to be a financial accountant here, but there are some basic things that we would like you to know. Ideas for record-keeping softwares to make your life simple during tax season, and also figuring out what the easiest way for you to issue an invoice is. Because eventually, when you have a customer, you do have to provide an invoice so they can pay you for your service. What I'll tell you now is that it's never a good idea to leave it till the deadline of tax day to try and find all your receipts. So it's a good practice to keep your books in order as you go along. Next is creating and executing your market plan. In the develop phase, you develop a brand and a story for this entrepreneurship venture that you're doing. Now we're going to try and make it more concrete. We're going to get into the marketing of it. So marketing is taking this brand and taking your story and pushing it out into the world in a way that delivers value for your potential customers. So letting people know that you exist. In the modern world, a lot of the marketing can be done online. So if you already have an existing social media platform or multiple that you're maintaining, that is a great way to start on the marketing. Another more traditional way is word of mouth, right? So tapping into your personal networks and finding friends, family, colleagues, and testing your marketing ideas on them. And if you do this marketing step right, all your friends and family and colleagues, they'll take this nugget of your idea, the pitch that you give them, this value proposition that you're offering, and they'll tell their friends as well. What is key to marketing at this stage is consistency. So once you start on this marketing journey, it's important that you keep it up, because the more you talk about the company, the more you tell people about your entrepreneurship adventure, the more people are going to know about it. And having a large group of people and network who know what you, your service and product is about is a first step to making that sale. All right, now we're at the tail end of this course. And the final step is to make that sale. So you've gone out, you've created a great brand identity, you've created a product or service, and now your job is to talk to the people that you've marketed to, right? So out of the people that now know about what you're doing or your product or service, now it's your turn to convert. At the very end, now you have a group of people who are very interested in what you do. So this final step involves you talking to them, right? Because you're still at the stage where you don't really know if this is going to work or not. And only by talking to your customers can you really get that feedback. Maybe your service is almost what they want, but not quite. Based on customer feedback and talking to your customers, you can still maintain the overall identity and purpose of what you're doing, but this gives you a chance to tailor the product services that you're offering to the specific group who are attracted to what you want. So making that first sale and talking to your customers is a way to ensure that product market fit is still there and that you continue to make sure that fit evolves as the world around you changes. So that's it. You've made it to the end of the course. And hopefully by the end of the course, you will have made your first sale. It doesn't have to be a big sale, but it is always a good feeling to record that first bit of revenue to start your company. And it kind of what makes everything feel real, right? To see that number increase in the bank account, to realize that there's a market potential to sustain what you're doing. Now we're at the end of this introduction video. I know it's a bit long, but it's always good to have a broad overview of what you're getting into so you can see where you're at as you're going through the process. I hope this helps you understand the Mobilizing PhD program. And I want to remind you that this is also an experimentation for the course staff and the mentors. So every year that we go along, we want to add to this program. We want to make it better. And we want to go through this Mobilizing PhD development cycle ourselves, right? Of ensuring product market fit, ensuring that the content that we teach and the people that we attract both gain a lot of value from this experience. So the four phases to recap: discover, refine, develop, and deliver. I hope this video has made these phases clear as mud for you. And I look forward to seeing you at the very first meeting and at the very first lesson. Thank you again for joining us on this journey, and I hope it is as beneficial to you as it was fun for us to make it.